And now, it's time to catch up with the week's events as HCR 104 FM presents the omnibus edition of Huntsford.
Applications for the cycling event are still coming in thick and fast.
Oh, let me sit down, Sarah. You were saying?
I wasn't expecting this level of interest, Carmella. I thought there'd be a slow start with a gradual build-up.
Or an initial burst of enthusiasm, which rapidly tails off.
Yeah, until you get the last-minute flurry.
Exactly, Raymond. But applications took off straight away and demand has stayed high.
Wow, that's excellent news.
It was a brilliant idea of yours, Sarah. Who knew there were so many cyclists around Huntsford?
We're going to need a bigger organising committee next time.
I'll be more help then. I'm just so busy right now, what with the healthy eating range and our new catering business.
Obviously things are hectic for me too, what with the wedding coming up.
And... Oh, don't worry, everything's on track. I've persuaded some of my colleagues to volunteer as marshals, in an off-duty capacity, to keep the cyclists safe.
Splendid, so that's all coming together then. Oh, by the way, how are the applications for the elite race coming along?
Sizing up the competition, are we, Raymond?
No, just curious.
Well, we've had some surprise entrants. Bob Roberts for a start, plus Doreen.
I never thought of Bob as a cyclist, nor Doreen. Well, I hope they can cope.
Damon Richards has entered as well. I'm sure he thinks he'll win.
That cocky so-and-so. Reckons he's an elite rider, does he? Well, he's in for a shock.
You're going to have your work cut out handling that lot, Raymond.
I can assure you, I can take whatever, and I mean whatever, they throw at me.
Hey, Laura, you'll never guess. Heather's just emailed me. She and Adam love my stories.
I kind of knew. She was in the salon today saying how talented you are.
Really? Anyway, they've asked me to narrate and record them so they can use them for the short story programme.
So they've decided to make it a regular thing?
Oh, three times a week. They've got to have a certain percentage of spoken content and this will be part of it.
Bet you're glad I told you to send them in.
Okay, I admit it. You were right.
It pays to listen to your wife.
No, I guess so. But that's not all. Once the situation's well established, they're going to do regular hour-long slots for local writers, and they'd like me to go first.
That's amazing. Now you've really got to contact some publishers. I'm sure someone will snap them up.
Well, let's see how this goes first.
You've got to push yourself. Heather was really enthusiastic about your work.
Did she comment on anyone else, like Raymond's poems, for instance?
Oh, my God. He read some out the other day. They're terrible. We were trying not to laugh.
Were they that bad?
Toe-curlingly awful.
Well, what did Heather reckon?
She agreed. But they're going to broadcast them to keep Raymond sweet, as he's agreed to advertise.
Oh, that figures. After all, money talks.
Well, that's it. I can finally use my bathroom without feeling like I'm in the middle of a building site.
So what do you think?
It looks pretty good. I had my doubts when you showed me the plans, but I like it. Looks like a bathroom in one of those classy five-star hotels.
Yeah, I'm so glad. And everything works. Well, how long have you been using that wrench to turn on the hot tap?
Oh, since Robbie was about 13, I think.
And why didn't you fix it? You're so practical.
Well, it was meant to be temporary. But it worked all right, and me and the lad weren't bothered about how it looked.
That's typical of blokes living on their own.
Guy, perhaps the place has been missing a woman's touch, if I'm allowed to say that these days.
Your secret's safe with me, caveman.
I needed someone to sort me out.
Well, and now that's done, I'd better start looking for somewhere else to live, so you've got the place to yourself.
You're leaving? But I thought you were...
Well, remember I said I'd just stay till the work was done?
Oh, don't be too hasty. I mean, you can stay here for a bit longer if you like.
Are you sure? Don't you want your own space? I thought I was in the way.
No, I'd like you to stay if you want to. Truth be told, I've got used to having you around.
Thank you. That's so sweet.
Oh, and there's plenty of space. Robin's not coming back home anytime soon.
The wedding cake looks amazing, Carmella.
Thanks, Vicky. I reckon we've done justice to Dave Stratocaster.
Those strings were really fiddly.
Oh, I know. But you were really patient with them. Thanks to you, this new cake looks better than the first one.
You're too kind.
I'm relieved. I was gutted when I dropped the first cake because I really wanted to do something special for the wedding.
I hear Raymond and Charlotte are paying for it.
They are, and I feel bad about that. I wish I could afford to do more.
But I thought it was traditional for the bride's parents to pay.
Well, it is, but I just always feel so inferior. Charlotte had us over to lunch in her big house with the Waterford crystal and beautiful china. I can't compete with that.
I bet your food's nicer. I heard Raymond couldn't get enough of Heather's cooking when she stayed there, because it was better than Charlotte's. He put on tons of weight.
Look at him now, a skinny fitness freak.
Probably because he's not tempted by Charlotte's cooking.
Thanks for cheering me up, Vic.
Don't put yourself down. You're a successful businesswoman. If you want to feel bad about yourself, try living on the Addington. Now, where should I put the cake?
Oh, leave it where it is.
Good call. Mario can move it. Then it's his fault if he drops it.
Oh, don't even joke about that.
So, what do you think, Rachel?
Oh, your makeup's amazing, Sam. It makes you look like a fairy tale bride.
Oh, I agree. It goes perfectly with my dress. You're a genius, Chantelle.
I wish I'd had you to do my wedding makeup.
Well, let's show her the next bit.
Okay, lie back.
Oh, I'll top up the drinks.
Thanks. Right, what do you think?
Not sure that dark lipstick will look right with your white dress.
But she won't be wearing her wedding dress.
No, I'll be wearing this one.
What? You're not getting married in a black leather dress?
Oh no, I'm going to change into it for my reception gig with the band.
It's very small. Will it fit you?
Allow me to demonstrate.
Here, let me fix your hair.
Ta-da! What do you think?
Wow, talk about skin tight.
No need for straps to hold it up.
It takes a figure like yours to carry it off, Sam.
Do you think I can, Rach, carry it off?
Absolutely. You've gone from fairy princess to rock chick. Little sister, you're going to blow your guests away.
Oh, cheers, Rach.
Dad, can I have a word, please?
What's up, Jordan? Want to leave early to see the boyfriend?
Well, you can't tonight, because I've got band practice.
Don't worry, I'm doing my full shift, as usual.
Where is it then?
I'm moving out.
Well, where are you going?
Sam and Mario are buying a house, so I'm moving into the salon flat with Ryan.
Can he afford to keep you?
Ryan won't be keeping me. We're taking over the tenancy together. Equal shares.
And how will you manage that? You don't pay a penny in rent here.
That's because I work at least 5 shifts a week and I do the books.
It's called earning your keep.
But you won't be keeping me anymore, Dad, so I won't pay in.
What?
Just the casual bar rate.
But this is a family business and your family.
Exactly. Everyone in the family should get something out of it and I put a lot in.
You'll bankrupt me. Oh, listen, I need to get that.
Are you trying to give him a heart attack?
No, just getting on with my life.
Well, what if you can't pay the rent?
I'll do more shifts here, more work for Charlotte, or I'll play nice in the salon and get bigger tips. Stop being so negative.
Sorry?
I thought you'd be pleased to get rid of me. Means you get my room.
Well, I'll miss you, sis.
Only because you'll be the first in the firing line when Dad's in a bad mood.
Right. That was Jackie. She's got a cold. She's not coming in tonight.
Isn't it lucky you've got a reliable daughter on hand?
Aye, I know. I'll miss my wee girl, and no, because of work.
Oh, don't upset yourself, Dad. I'm not going for a while, and I'll only be down the road. You'll still see me all the time. You don't get rid of me that easily.
Season 5, Episode 25 was written by Tim Latham, and 26, Helen Cooley. PC Evans was played by Jilly Young, Carmella Fee Fish, Raymond Ben West, Dan Pete Warman, Laura Carol Hooper, Bob Roger Ems, Judy Sonia Anderson, Vicky Elaine Lambdin, Sam Chloe Fagan-Webb, Rachel Vicky Merchant, Chantelle Becky Zerati, Jordan Anna Cooley, Duncan John McCusker, and Tommy Pete Warman. Post-production engineer Sue Rodwell-Smith. Sounds 8CR Sound Library and freesound.org. Hunsford's theme tune was composed by Nick Thompson. Produced and directed by Sue Rodwell-Smith, Hunsford was brought to you by Wavelength Productions.